Hello and welcome to Wonder Podcast. I'm your host, Naya Bolchetta, and usually this is a podcast all about finding the wonder in life and exploring and learning different life lessons and following along with my life as I work on my startup movie production company, Hypotheus Picture House. Now, this episode is going to be a little bit different. I am trying something new, and I am going to create an audio tutorial for a software. So let's check out what a little bit of the song is going to sound like that I'm going to be working on. This is a flash forward in time, so let's see how it's going to sound and what we're going to try to be making some. So I always hope that I would be able to find some kind of audio on different software that I was learning, just so I can like feel like I can get used to it even while I'm driving, or not driving, but just, you know, when I'm different places out, I could think about it. And I do believe that this can be something helpful to just start getting used to the software, even if you don't see it right in front of you. So let's try this. Let's check it out. And let's go ahead and learn Ableton Live, which is a music production software that is industry standard. So the general goal for this is just to get a little bit more comfortable with, you know, so when you launch into Ableton, before you do it, basically you can feel comfortable and confident and ready to get started with it, so that, you know, when you do a visual tutorial, you're basically going to just feel natural and understand the beat and the flow of how the software works. And I think a audio version of doing that and getting into it could be a unique way to just take the guesswork out of a new software. All right, everybody, welcome to Ableton. So let's take a look to see what we have over here. All right, so this is Ableton, and let's just do a quick overview of it and take a look and get comfortable. All right, so over here is where you get your audio effects. So let's look at that. This is just basically just audio effects, just different kinds of things. Then over here is where there's two different things. There's called session view and arrangement view. This is arrangement view because you're arranging things. This is session view. So you could switch between the two with these two buttons. Now over here, down here, you're going to find more settings to whatever instrument that you choose for your song, right? This is just where the settings are. So these are like, you know, these pop up as settings. So this is a very basic, very easy interface, believe it or not. So let's just start with arrangement view. Remember, this is arrangement view. Session view. Yes. So we want to make sure that this over here, the little piano over here, is turned on, not turned off, not gray. You want it to be yellow, because what that allows you to do is use your computer keyboard. If you don't have like a MIDI piano, you can use your computer keyboard that way as music, to make music. So let's go over to here and let's just do something random. Actually, I think what we're going to do is start in the arrangement view, because this is a good way. I like to start with drums, okay? And we're just going to do this. We're just going to put together something, right? And I'm going to show you how easy it is to start grooving on Ableton, all right? So I'm going to double-click. So I gave you the layout. Remember, this is session view, because remember, you're in session. You're just doing smaller bits, not putting the whole together. Like, you're arranging the whole thing. That's a good way to remember it and think about it. Down here are settings for your instrument, okay? Settings for instrument. This is where you put the stuff together. This is where you get your instruments from, like your instrument shop. This is also where you get special effects for your instruments. And this is, you don't have to worry about this. It's grooves, basically. Groovy baby. No, seriously. So see how basic it is? It's just like, okay, this is where you put it together. So now I'm going to say, okay, I want to start with drums. So I double-clicked here to activate. See what I did? I'm just Command-Z-ing it, because Command-Z is undo on here, like every app, pretty much. There's a spider near me. Get away. Sorry. Okay, so double click over here. And so now you've got something over here. See your settings. Now this settings is a little different than something like another software settings, because basically what you're doing is you find your notes over here and you could like edit them and stuff, but it's not a big deal. So let's just go over, start with our slot over here. So let's go to instruments. I'm gonna go to drums. Let's sample this. That looks good. So I actually just double clicked it. So you can double click it to add it to there. But what you can also do is you can bring it over to here. Let me actually unplug my headphones just so you can. And see, this is a good time when I'm saying I unplugged my headphones. We want to make sure that if my headphones are unplugged, it's not going to play the music for me because it thinks that we're using the headphones. So I'll show you how to switch. Well, I'll show you how to switch that now. So over here, if, say, you started going from headphones to computer sound, so I have my headphones off right now. So I'm going to go to live settings, and then I'm going to go to audio output device. See how it says no device because I changed it? I'm going to say MacBook Pro speakers. All right, now I'm going to hear, and I can just X that out. I'm going to be able to hear whatever I want on here. So, okay, let's check out the drums. Let's see. So right now, nothing's playing. You know why? Because there's no notes here. We didn't add anything yet. But over here, if you wanted to sample the drums, you could click on it. If you could hear that. This is just a way you can sample the instruments. It's not going to sound like this because these are just samples of what the instruments sound like. It's not going to actually be in that order. It's going to be in those individual sounds ready for you to manipulate when you put them into the project. But you can just go over here, press spacebar to pause and play. Well, actually, not really. Don't press spacebar. Just click on the different ones. You can mute it. That's how you play it. Yeah, press the little headphones button. So you can sample things that way. But anyway, let's go over here. We chose 707 Core Kit for our drums. Now what we're going to do is press buttons on the keyboard. If nothing's happening as you're pressing buttons on the keyboard, what you can do is you can go between press X and Z. And you know what that does? See these? It says over here, it's really hard to see, but C3 to D4. Sometimes your octaves are raised accidentally. And a lot of the time this happens between instruments. They're raised to a different octave than what the instruments fall on. So basically, usually just go to the beginning, C1 to D2. So the letter Z on the keyboard is going down with your octaves. The letter X on your keyboard is going up. So I'm going to just go down with Z until it's C1 to D2, okay? Now we should start pressing the middle row of buttons as an A, S, D, F, G, H, J, K, L. Let's see. Go over to here. And fascinating. Let's see. For some reason, maybe is it this? Odd. Did I press something weird? Hold on. I don't know why my keyboard is not. Oh, I know what's going on. I pressed S, silent. Well, I just gave you an example of what not to do is not to silent solo. Oh, geez, there we go. Okay, see, when you have S, it's silencing the track, but you don't want that. I just didn't notice for some reason. I was so wrapped up in this. I didn't notice that it was on silent, and I didn't notice that this button wasn't pressed. This is called arming your track. You always want to arm it in red if you want to start recording with it. It's not recording yet, but you're arming it, so it's like the step before recording so that it knows that you're trying to listen. See, now I'm pressing the letters on the keyboard A, S, D, F, G, H, J, K, L. And I'm even doing the letters above it, W, E, R. And they're all acting now that I adjusted the octave, it's allowing me to play, right? So next, what I will recommend is, so now you see how that works. So what I would suggest now, you know, forget about these for now. Don't forget about these. I don't like saying stuff like that. This basically what it says, I can set the length of things. So right now it's set to loop, which is what I want because I want to create something that's going to repeat itself in the background of my song, right? You know, like a drum beat, a steady drum beat, right? So I have it set to loop, so don't touch that. Now start and end, meanwhile. This is the timeline. You can zoom in by pinching in. There's no notes here yet, but there will be notes. And so what you're going to want to do, if you wanted to extend this any longer, which we're not going to do right now, if you wanted it to be more than one, you know, one beat or whatever, one group, one measure, whatever word it is, position length, you can make the length to like 2. And do you see what that did? It went to 2 point. It basically, this 2 wasn't here before. It was only up to like 1 point whatever over here. But I'm going to keep it at 1 just because I want to. So you just click here, type in the number you want. It's going on just for just for one length. So I'm going to zoom in, zoom out, and it should only go on for one. Yeah, it should be fine. All right. So, okay, so what we're going to do now, we're just going to, let's see. All right, so what we're going to do is start recording. And I'll trust that this is going to keep to the one. So I'm going to double click over here. Then I'm going to actually press the record button over here. Not this one, because this is for the other view, the arrangement view. We're in session view, so we're not using these recording buttons. We're using this little one right here. This is for this view. This is for this one. So we're going to press this. And so now I'm going to... So what's wrong with this, right? So I pressed record and I started pressing buttons on my keyboard, but the problem is that this is not on beat. How do we fix this, right? So I'm going to Command Z, all these notes that I created. What I'm going to do to make sure it's on beat is I'm going to go to File. Actually, I'm going to go to Edit. Then I'm going to go to Record Quantization. And each of these, you can play around with how each of these feel from 16th notes to the quarter notes, because what they do is they snap it. It's kind of like a magnet tool, or it snaps it to a beat. So the nearest beat that it goes to, it will basically line it up so it does not go off beat. So I'm going to go to, I like eighth note triplets. I'm going to go with that, because 16th notes could get a little messy. Eight notes can be fairly simple. So you're going to see what I mean. So I'm going to press record over here again. And now what I'm going to do, actually, wait, here. This is how you trim your timeline. I'm sorry. This is how you make sure that it doesn't repeat past. Yeah, there we go. Now it's on one beat, right? So this is what we want. Okay. So let's press here. Wait, actually, you know what? Let's just keep it. Forget about that. Okay, so let's press this button. So now I'm going to get ready, and I'm going to go... I'm going to go to eighth note quantization. And then watch what happens when I press this. So this, you know, as you can see, it's already starting to sound better. So let's try again with let's record this again. So I'm going to just have like a consistent, steady, it's going to go like. Right? And then I'm going to add again. Okay, so we're getting something. Now I'm going to add another. I can Command Z that. So we're going to add another one. So that sounds pretty nice. That's definitely getting somewhere. So you see what I did is I recorded, then I started playing around after I affected the quantizations. Always make sure, don't forget to go down to here. Don't get it confused with the other quantization ones. Just go to record quantization, eighth note quantization. Forget about triplets and the other ones. Just go with quarter or eighth notes or 16th note quantization, the plain ones. So those are good to do. So that sounded pretty cool. Okay, now I'm going to add another one. Now remember, I didn't tell you this, but MIDI and audio. So the difference between those two tracks is MIDIs can be like electronic instruments, basically, while audio is like things you feed into it, like a real violin or your voice or stuff like that. So what we're going to do is for MIDI, we're going to add in a piece of music, or no, not a piece, a saw, a, what is it? Instrument. Hello. Okay, so we're gonna go to synth keys because they always sound impressive. We can sample them over here. I kind of like that. So I'm gonna actually, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna click and drag, put this into the MIDI category. Now to create a new, and I didn't show you this yet, to create a new layer over here in the session view, what you can do is you can right click over here and say insert audio track or insert MIDI track. You can create a limited amount in the light version of Ableton, but in the regular one, it is unlimited. Remember, this is an introduction to Ableton. So this is, it's there so you can start, or not start, so you can make creative work. And it doesn't have everything you can do, not the whole gamut, but this is enough to freaking let you make awesome stuff. Okay, so right now we don't need another one. So over here, I'm going to double click here. Now, excuse me, you see how this is red and this is armed, right? When this is red and armed, it's ready to be recording on this track. So let's experiment with our keys. See how things sound. You can barely hear that. That's actually really quiet. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to, again, remember your keys Z and X. It's going to adjust the octave. So I'm going to go right to make it higher. Okay, so that's, I like that. So I'm going to start recording. So I'm just getting a feel for the beat, and then I'm going to start playing around. I like it, right? Okay, so we have something. Next, I'm going to get another MIDI track. So I'm going to right click over here and I'm going to click insert MIDI track. Then I could click up here and drag it next to my other MIDIs just to keep it organized. You can do that. I'm going to double click here to open a new piece. And then I'm going to go back here and I'm going to look at more sounds. Okay, so what I think would sound really cool with that is guitar and plucked. So over here, just to give you a quick overview, there's a lot of nice, categories for the built-in sounds. You could always get more of them with a like plugins. You can always get more of them with plugins. You can always get more music, you can get more effects, you can get different ways to combine effects. So that's what's so great about Ableton. But let's take a look at guitar and plucked. Yeah, because you can get nice, strings or whatever. So let's see, let's test. Let me listen to our track again. See, you have to go back and forth. And what I like to do is I like to start singing along. You just go with the vibe, you go with the energy. So like if I hear this, I can start just playing around with my voice and seeing what could sound good. Okay, I like that. So da 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 da. So I like that tune with it. So let's see what I can do with it. Dun dun dun. No. Dun 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 dun. Actually, I think I'll go with violin for this. Strings. Yeah, I think I'm gonna go with that cruiser strings. I'm gonna click and drag it here. Notice how the title changes up here. Now I'm gonna double click on this on the session. So down here again, this is called the piano roll that shows up. Dun 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 dun. So let me find those notes. Wait, let me see why it's still in this one because this one's armed. So I'm going to click here to arm this instrument. Oh my goodness. Dun dun dun. Wait, what was I saying? Dun 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 dun. Okay, so I have to find those notes. Okay, so let's try that. So I like that, but again, I want to adjust a little bit what I have. So let me show you how you can manipulate notes down here. This is a really good thing to know how to do. So I can click on a note, drag it until you see, or not drag, click, and then hover over the edge, and it'll look like a staple or whatever. It'll look like the edge or something. So you see this, you click and you drag it. And you can. So I feel like I wanted that to happen a lot faster. So let's see if I move the notes like this. I like that. So let me trim that a little bit. Let's see how this goes. I want this longer. Not bad, but let's trim this a little longer. Not bad. I want this a little longer. I want this a little longer. I want this a little longer because it feels like it doesn't have enough emotion in it. I feel like something has a little lag in it. Let me see. Maybe it's if I make that shorter and add it here. That works. And this, if I added this here. And if I made this a little longer, see what I mean? It's this kind of process. Okay, we're making stuff. So might as well, while we're making stuff, just to make sure the project is saved, go to File, Save a Copy. Or no. Save Live Set As. File, Save Live Set As. And then I'm just going to save it in my file browser just to make sure nothing happens to my precious baby. So I'm going to put this, call it My Precious Project.
My Precious.
I don't know if you know. You should know the reference anyway. Okay, so, all right, this is good. This is good, so I'm liking this. So then what we're going to do... So what I'm going to do over here is I might add an effect to this because it's nice, but I want to get funkier. So I'm going to go to audio effects over here. Well, actually, I'm going to go to MIDI effects because this is a MIDI track. Remember, it's not an audio track because it's an electronic instrument. So electronic instruments, they can't get audio effects, they get MIDI effects. So I'm going to go here, then I'm going to go to chord. So this might be cool. I'm going to just mess around and see how a random one sounds. Oh my goodness, no. Command Z, undo. Let's try this one. Well, no, but I like the effect. So what I'm going to do when I see the effect that I like, I'm going to take two fingers, I'm going to right click on it, and I'm going to add it to my favorites. So now it's tagged in my favorites folder, which is good. You can do that with any effect or any instrument. So let's try Fillmore, maybe? No. Okay, maybe we don't want to do chords. Let's see. Expression control? No. Velocity. Add some random. Let's see what that does. No, it does very little. How about we try... bouncy chords. I'm curious. I think I like that one when I've done that before. Well, that changes it. Not in the way I want, but I'm going to right-click and favorite that because I like it. Let's try descending chords. That's good. I think you might want to make this a little bit sooner. It doesn't work with this, but it's cool. So to delete an effect, what you can do is you go to the... to delete an effect, you can go to the... where is it? You double click on the track up here. And then over here, it says descending chords. That's the effect we added. What I can do is I could click it and I can press the delete button on my keyboard. And it's gone just like that. Hoosier strings. That's just the thing itself. You can adjust the sound of the instrument itself. So say... I can adjust a few different things. I can adjust the attack. You can adjust the reverb. I'm just going to stick with it the way it is, actually, for now. So, great. Now we have a little bit of something going on, right? And this is just an idea to show you what you can do. So let's go back to over here. We're going to go back to arrangement view, because remember, session is the smaller stuff. Arrangement is putting the whole thing together. So if you notice, I also want to point out over here is your beats per second. If I adjusted this to 90, I'm going to undo it. You can actually slow down your whole entire song this way. I'm going to undo that and keep it at the standard 120. Over here is the metronome. This is good for recording if you want to practice being on beat. Well, I don't know if I stayed on beat that time, but ha. Anyway, so that should give you an idea. And then over here, so now we're in arrangement view. Now we're ready to record and put things into here, right? And we might add a couple of effects that I'll show you in a little while just to have more of a master and, you know. Okay, so let's go to over here. I'm going to click. I'm actually going to, so something is armed over here, which is fine. Usually it'll record the whole thing, though. I don't really know why, but anyway. Now we're going to graduate to these buttons. This will be our record button in the big view over here. So I'm going to, what we're doing is we're basically putting it, locking it down, and it'll repeat, and it'll be like these things that we can manipulate. Okay, let's go. Okay, spacebar, I paused it. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to press these arrows to add these. Watch what I do carefully. Add, add, add. But they're so short, right? We want them to be longer. So what we can do instead of playing through the whole thing, I take the edge and I drag it because it's a loop. I'm going to just make it 65 measures. I'm going to do that with each of these. And now it's going to be kind of like song length. But you can do it even more. You can zoom out with pinching out and you can just keep going to the left or the right with your clips. So you're able to do that as well. But okay, so now we have some real clips. We have a real song. All right, now it's important to know about a couple of things. Automation and editing. So to edit, to add cuts, what you want to do is you want to right click here and you press split, which is Command E. You can either right click, let's see, where are we? And what that does, it basically, see how it disconnected, detached the two clips? So anywhere you put your clip ahead, you can pause it, or you just, you know, you put it somewhere. Or what you can do, so you can like, yeah, put your playhead somewhere, zoom in, you know, click. This is how you do it. You can click on the area you want to split, and then you press Command E. That'll split it. Oops. Haha, that's also a hotkey on my computer that my computer had detected. But anyway, that's splitting. Now to, if you wanted to just delete a group, you could also click and drag and then press delete. And then click and add that back in, but I'm not going to do that. Then what you can do is you can add effects to it, but not just any effects. You can animate the effects basically so they happen in certain areas and don't happen in others, and that's called automation. This is the beautiful automation button. It took me a little while to get this part. And you're going to, and then we're going to talk about exporting. What was it? So, okay, this is the automation button. And when I press this, notice this pen comes up, this pencil. And I can like, this right now, what I'm automating is, if you can see over here, I am automating, I can automate the volume, track volume. So this is volume. So I can like make it lower in certain areas. So it's like, is it more? So you see it drops there where I made that edit. So you can add that in different areas. So it's not just for volume, it's for reverb and it's for delay. And you can just add reverb in certain areas and other areas not. But not only that, you can add, if you add a effect from the MIDI effects library onto this clip, you can only make the effect go on in certain areas and not other areas, which is super awesome. So to get out of the automation mode and go back to the editing clips mode, make sure that you click this button, very important. This automation button, and that gets rid of it, and you can start cutting your clip together and whatever again. So that's really useful. You can also, another thing you can do is you can copy and paste musical notes and put them on a different track. So if I wanted these notes, if I wanted to select these three notes and put them here, I Command C, I selected and press Command C, then I'm going to click here, press Command V to paste, and notice what it does. You can't really hear it, but it will transfer the notes down to a different instrument. It'll take the same set of notes and transfer it to a different instrument. Very helpful. You'd also just copy and paste a whole layer. So I Command C this, then I Command V to it, and notice how it did the whole layer. And I could take any of these notes, like right here, and I can literally adjust them in different ways. So let me undo that. Command Z. You can bring things down, actually. If I go here, I double-click here, it brings up the piano roll when I double-click on the clip. And so I can zoom out a little bit, and let me go over And you can edit any of the notes in here, but I wouldn't recommend doing that too much. I wouldn't recommend doing it too much, though, because it is, you know, you want to do that in the session view. So to add an audio effect to the whole entire mix, meaning not just to one track, but to add an effect to everything and apply to everything, what you can do is you can go over to the master track, which is located at the very bottom. If you're looking in your arrangement view, it's called master. And then what you can do is you can go into the panel that has your audio effects. Because remember, this is the top left. This has your instruments. This one panel has your instruments, has your drums, has your audio and your MIDI effects. So I'm going to go to my audio effects for this. Remember, MIDI actually does not apply to the master when you want to add like an effect to everything. It does not work if you add MIDI. So just go to the audio effects tab and look for an effect you want. So I found a reverb that I really liked and I added it to my master and it sounds really good. So I'm really happy with that now. And I might add a couple extra things to the song and then I will add it. I will play it for you in here. Now, I want to say one more thing in terms of the audio. I want to tell you how to record yourself or how to hear yourself as you sing. In is supposed to allow your voice to enter. You're able to have live monitoring. So right now when I'm talking, I could hear myself. I can hear my voice when I go to the live monitoring area on the track. And there's like an in button right next to on the track settings. And then you can just hear yourself live, which is really useful. But in terms of making sure that you're able to hear your voice, because right now it's really quiet, I'm again going to go into my file, and then I'm going to go to, top left live settings, and then I'm going to go to audio, and I'm going to actually adjust my buffer size. Let's see. Now, let's talk about exporting. So I'm not going to talk about audio recording right now because, I'll talk about it a little bit. When you want to record your own voice with audio, you just choose an audio track. And then you go to the top left, you go to live settings. And so then what you do is you go to the settings and then, you know, live settings. Top left bar, and you go to the latency tab, which is under audio tab. So it's preferences, you're in audio, and then you go to latency, which is underneath audio. Now, or inside of the audio folder. Now, there's an area called buffer size. You don't want it to be delayed when you record. So if I keep my buffer size to a higher number, like 512 and whatever, my recording might not be of as high quality, but it's not going to have as much delay or lag time as in if it was like 32. So like 512 will just be much less laggy, but also it's just going to be a lot. It'll make the whole computer just work smoother, especially if you're not working off of one with like a lot of hard drive power. It's just a really good thing, a lot of memory. It's just good to just keep that number higher, around like 512 or something like that, or higher. And also you want to check out the audio input device and make sure your proper microphone and preferences is selected. That's under the same tab of audio. And so if I cross out of that, I can go into the audio track that I'm going to record my voice onto, and I can listen to. So there's an option. So you click the in button to record onto the track, not auto. You can click in, and then you can hit where it says one or half. And so finally, to export, there's a bar at the very top of your timeline for your music, and it's right underneath like the numbers where it's like, going down like. You know, the measures or whatever, it's this bar, and you can drag the edges of it to select a range of what you want to export. So I'm going to select the whole thing, make sure that the length of the bar matches the length of the song I want to export. And I'm going to go to File, Export Audio. So I'm going to click on Export Audio. then I'm going to go to, there's a couple of different things here. You can turn it, I like to export it as file type of WAV, wave, and bit depth. I think that makes it, I just do 16 for now. Make sure your render start and length looks okay, because that's what you're exporting. That's the length of your song, how much of it you're exporting. And then what you can do after these settings are, they look okay, what you can do is you can press export. You can also press encode MP3. You can have that on or off. I like to have it on just for a smaller file. Then I'm going to press export, which is at the bottom of the pop-up window for exporting. It's going to ask you how you want to save it and name your file. So I'll just name it My Precious Project. Then I'm going to put it on the desktop and choose that location, press save. Now it's going to show a box that shows it's exporting, which is helpful. And you should get both a WAV file and a smaller compressed MP3 file. All right, so this has been Ableton Live. I hope that you feel more acquainted with the software after listening to this. So just, I hope you feel more comfortable and ready to get started in it and watch a tutorial and dive into it. All right, have a beautiful day, and goodbye for now.